This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to be involved, be engaged, get informed. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on, lot to keep up with. So I'm saying, a little overload on the website right now because we're doing nothing but, stories about how many votes were stolen, which is exactly what we should be doing. Again, trying to keep you informed. Again, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots you can do up there. If you want to help out the show, it's real simple, right? I've made it so you can actually donate by text now. So one word, you want to text GOJO to 77948, right? Just text one word, GOJO, to 77948. And I'm telling you, every little bit helps. $2, $5, $5,000. For $5,000, I'll come clean your house over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, you saw it today. You saw how Facebook and Twitter, these guys are dancing all over themselves. They're young guys with an attitude. They got rich way too early with no real grounding in reality. They forget. They forget some of them were, dead poor in the early days. I love how, Zuckerberg, he wants everybody to have a guaranteed salary. Well, give it to them. You've got the money in your cookie jar to make that happen. If every adult American got paid, I don't know, what are you going to pay him? $500 a week, whatever you're going to pay him? Guaranteed salary. What do these guys think a guaranteed salary is? $1,000 a month? You have no concept of money when you have their kind of money. Absolutely none. It's no different than the ratios of our dollars. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just said a little bit ago, an election securities expert finds Michigan results a complete fraud. Current machines don't have the capability to count the mass dumps. Well, that's interesting. Russ Ramblin of the Allied Security Operations Group joined Lou Dobbs to discuss the Michigan presidential race. He said the votes counted on those machines were fraudulent, and he has proof. And I'm just trying to get to the right part of this. Russ said that we have been out looking mostly in Michigan. We're beginning on turning our sights on Pennsylvania and Georgia shortly. The things you find in Michigan are amazing. There are over 3,000 precincts where the presidential votes cast compared to the estimated voters from the Secretary of State is 99%. You ready for this one? Ready? From 99% all the way up to 350%. Those numbers don't exist in the real world. So where did all those votes come from? We've gone back and looked at some of these huge vote dumps that were mostly Biden's. We call them spikes. these votes, as they count them, they don't surge. Okay? They may flip. You may find one county is much more for Trump than it is for Biden, or another county might be much more for Biden than it is for Trump. You get percentage increases as the night goes on. You do not get spikes, especially not in every city, in every state that stopped counting at midnight. He said, we've gone back and looked at some of these huge vote dumps that were mostly Biden's. We call them spikes. We've gone back, traced the spikes. We've seen where they were cast, primarily in four counties. We look at how long it took to cast those votes. We look at the equipment that exists in all those locations by serial number. Ready for this? And the fact of the matter is, we can't find any physical way possible for those votes to have been counted in those numbers because they just don't have the equipment that can produce it. So in other words, you take all those votes from when it says they were counted to when they were done and delivered, the machines did not have the physical capability of making that happen. Gee, shock, surprise, dumbfounded. Not really. Just sounds good. Can you imagine? And when you look at the two of them through the night, from start to almost when things really flipped, the chart shows that they were gaining. They were both gaining in votes. Okay, sometimes they're very extremely close, but they were gaining at the same rate, the same level, if you would. And then a horrendous, ridiculously large spike out of nowhere. And this is where somebody's going to have to sit and take a look and go, wait a minute. If you have 114,000 registered voters, and all of a sudden 800,000 people vote, you've got a problem. Somebody's got to prove these people are real. I don't know. But we've, again, go back to what I've always said. We have allowed this to happen. This is just nuts. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. When we come back from the break, my God. Steve Frank is the senior contributing editor of California Political Review. And he'll be coming to you live, as I am, from the communist nation of California. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. Wear
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've known this guy for years, but I have him on from time to time. I don't think there's too many people who know as much about California politics, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I probably should have said the bad and the ugly and the little good over the years that we see happening here. Steve Frank joins me. He's the senior contributing editor of California Political Review. And Steve, is there any hope for California?
Yes, there is. It comes in 2022 when the people, if they are angry enough and revolted enough by the actions of Governor Newsom, that they will vote him out of office. Even if the Republican Party puts up a dullard, we should still elect that person as governor, because Governor Newsom has killed our economy, killed our education, killed our religious freedoms, killed our traditions, killed our sense of self-worth and our ability to meet with one another, making us fearful. Joe, if I was to meet you on the streets at Lyons Avenue at near the 405, I would be if I was a Newsom believer, I should be afraid of meeting you just because you're a human being and you are going to kill me by just being in my presence.
Well, not unless we're with him. Apparently, if you're with him, the virus won't affect you. Right?
I mean, at a $325 dinner.
I was reading an article today that said you can't get out of that place with four people or three or four people for less than $1,000.
Well, actually, that $325, I talked to a friend of mine who's gone there a couple of times. He said that wasn't the best meal. That was just the blue plate special for the day.
Oh, my God. And so he went. I don't think his – I hear his winery is still open. They haven't closed that down, but I don't know for sure. I mean, the guy is a walking ball of hypocrisy, isn't he?
His winery is open, and unlike the kids in the Santa Clarita Valley and Simi Valley, his kid goes to school 5 days a week for full time, unlike the governor who is closing 94% of the state and closing our schools. But his kid gets to go to school.
Yeah, listen, you made a comment earlier about the California people waking up. How? You've been at this longer than I have, and the whole time I've been watching this, I watch them put these buffoons in on a regular basis. People, you know, if you handed them truth in a bag and you marked the bag truth and you said, here you go, they wouldn't know what to do with it. And yet they still elect these people. What?
Let me get serious and give you a serious answer to that question. And I think it's an important answer for all of us. Look, the California Republican Party may have picked up three congressional seats. We did lose two state Senate seats. We did pick up one assembly seat, and that was because the Democrats were too stupid not to run away. One or two people divided the vote, so yep. Two Republicans were in the runoff. The Republicans didn't do very well. There are five congressional seats, 43% or more, that the Republican Party should have won and gave those candidates no assistance whatsoever. And there are some assembly seats like that down in Orange County. Diane Dixon lost by 2,700 votes. She got no assistance from the California Republican Party. Now, that being said, on the other hand, we had propositions that we said no to messing around with Prop 13. We said no to discrimination by defeating the affirmative action measure, Proposition 16. We stopped rent control. We stopped the unions from controlling workers with Proposition 22, and we told the governor and the assembly members and senators, do not tell us that we don't want cash bail. We're going to put prisoners back in prison until they could pay their cash bail because we don't want more crime on our streets. So on the propositions, the voters were very conservative. Yet on the candidates, they were very liberal.
Okay, but let me interrupt you, though. How does that happen? Because in most of the smaller cities, we maintain the Republicans hold the majority of the offices. Why can't they make the state jump?
Well, you're talking about city council races and school board races. I'm talking about legislative races.
Right.
And for some reason, our legislator candidates were not able to connect their ideology and philosophy, which equals that of the general public, with the general public's ideas. And for some reason, we weren't able to say, we are opposed to higher taxes. The Democrats are in favor of it, so vote. If you're going to vote yes,
I'm sorry, no on Proposition 15, then you need to vote for me. If you're going to vote no on Proposition 16, you need to vote for me because the Democrats believe in discrimination. And so we have to go down the line of the comparative where we stand as a party and candidates and where our opponents, the Democrats, stand. And the Democrats don't stand with the people.
No, especially in this state when you watch what's going on. But again, Steve, I hear what you're saying about your... What have we done wrong?
What we've done wrong is that we've not connected our values vis-a-vis those of the Democrats and said, this is where we stand, this is where you stand, and the Democrats stand against us. And we need to make it so crystal clear, so simplistic, that the voters understand it. And we just don't do it. We send out these horrific flyers and mail pieces, charging people with all sorts of things.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CEOs of Facebook and Twitter faced a grilling Tuesday from the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were called to testify on the policies their companies use for moderating content. Senator Josh Hawley had a line of questions for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about coordination between Facebook, Twitter, and Google on what they will and will not censor. The Missouri Republican told Fox News what he heard at Tuesday's hearing could rise to antitrust activities.
Mark Zuckerberg admitted to me under oath that, yeah, actually, Facebook censorship teams do talk to Google and Twitter. And he hastened to add, but we make our own decisions. But he admitted that, yeah, actually, they are in coordination. And the whistleblower revealed to me that, in fact, they coordinate very, very closely. I think this warrants antitrust scrutiny. And tell you what, it warrants further action by Congress. Congress is going to have to get off its backside and do something here, or these corporations are going to run America.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the times that you just spend with me. You know, on the air, in the chat room, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing. And you tune in and love some of the comments that you make. And you know, we have a live chat room going on at the website. You find it at therealside.com. And again, just a lot of things happening that you want to keep up to. A lot of changes even coming to the show in the next coming weeks. I believe they're going to be good. Been a long time coming. No, I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here. I'm like a bad rash. I never really go away. But so we're talking about, you know, Kamala Harris. I mean, just a peach of a woman. She says that everybody wants to be like California. I don't know what she's smoking. Nobody wants to. People want to be so much like California that they're running out of the state in droves. We're losing thousands of people pretty much every month to other states like, you know, Arizona, Texas, Florida, I think Oklahoma. Some people are going to Kansas. I'm sure they're glad to see us coming. And, you know, one of the signs, you know, you see signs up all over the place when you go to these states, and it's so true. It's like, do not vote for the same thing you left. But I'm not so sure people are smart enough to do that. I'm sorry. Because you're still voting in the same people. You people in Chicago, how many people have to die, or do you even know how many people are dying every weekend before you start voting out those people that are allowing this to happen? Same thing in D.C., same thing in New York. My God, de Blasio, how did he get in twice? I was totally floored. And I mean totally floored. I had nothing to work with. I couldn't figure it out. How did they let this happen? Anyhow, so the draconian measures that Governor Nuisance, or His Highness Governor Nuisance, has put into play, this is just great. I mean, just to go outside with your buddies or hang out in the cul-de-sac. Right, you can't be with more than three families total. Right, you got to have everybody's name and address, and you got to kind of keep track of where they're at, make sure you don't catch what they have. Like, you're supposed to turn them in. I would turn anybody in. I don't care. You know, seriously. For what? For getting a flu? Give me a break. And no more than three families can gather in a public park. Oh, yeah, that's going to work out. Even if unrelated gatherings of other groups up to three households are also occurring in the same park or other outdoor space, if multiple such gatherings are occurring, mixing between group gatherings is not allowed. Hey, got any extra mustard? I can't come over and get it. Could you throw it towards me? Make sure it's disinfected first. Unreal. Anyone with any COVID-19-like symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, night sweat, sore throats, I just love this one. I can't stop reading it. People at higher risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19, such as older adults and people with chronic medical conditions, that makes sense. If you're susceptible to this, if you've already got a condition, you may want to be with your family, but you know what? You may have to give it up for the moment. Now, if you use the masks truly for what they're for, how they're supposed to be used, and somebody's got it, you should have the mask on. When gathering, face coverings must be worn in accordance with the CDPH guidance on the use of face coverings, unless there is an exemption available. What does that mean? Unless there's an exemption available? In other words, what, if you have asthma or something? Because nobody at the stores know this. I've heard arguments going on with some people in the stores. It's asinine. They are asinine. Don't even know what to say. Oh, and they want to be like California. No, they don't. Let's hit some of the crazy stories. I got one you'll love. Ayanna Pressley, her challenger in Massachusetts said she was attacked at a local Trump rally, suffered a broken tibia. Oh, God. Rayla Campbell, the Republican congressional hopeful challenging Representative Ayanna Pressley, in November said she was attacked by two women at a Trump rally on Columbus Day. The incident left her with a sprained finger, fractured tibia, and a mild concussion. Campbell, who is the chair of Black Voice for Trump in Massachusetts, she said she was walking through a parking lot after the rally when a woman drove in front of her. The driver and the passenger began to verbally assault. Well, we've seen this before. This is nothing new. We've done so much over many years, and you know, it feels like we're taking steps back instead of moving forward, said the woman. When she responded to the woman, Campbell took out a microphone. Why are you screaming Black Lives Matter at black candidates? Telling me I don't know what it's like to be black. We have seen, you want to talk about dementia? I have seen this so much. Where I have seen white people screaming at black people, telling them they don't know what it's like to be black. If you don't think that's demented, if you don't think, look at, if those young people that are doing that aren't sick, then I like to meet their parents. What the heck did you do to these kids? You made them so empowered. You told them they were so smart, so wonderful, so perfect that they have a right to actually get in the face of white. And I'll use the terms y'all hate. The milky white cracker is going to tell the black person what it's like to be black. How entitled is that? Right? Right. Don't you think that's racist? You think it's too stupid to know better? Do you think the black person is too stupid to know that A, they're black, and B, how they've been oppressed? Wow. I would love one of you to call in the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to talk to any one of you. Maybe you can enlighten me. Maybe you can help me out. Seriously. And this is commonplace. You see this all over the place. Now, it's funny, you have well, I don't know if she was strong, I heard her speak, but you have a strong black American woman, right, talking about issues, and because she's a Republican, you can't, she's bad, she's ignorant. Wow, can you imagine any one of us Republicans calling? I mean, we made fun of AOC, they go crazy. I mean, they literally lose their minds. Right? John Paul Morin, another Republican in the state running for Congress, he posted on Twitter that he was also threatened with death by Antifa. These were Joe Biden supporters for being a gay conservative. How could he be? See, I always love that, too. Oh, if you're gay and you're a Republican, then you're brain dead. You're stupid. You've drank the Kool-Aid. But this goes to show you that how elitist they really are. How much they really believe that they've got all the answers. That nobody else can help you, but they can. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I told you, there's so many stories nobody else is doing. They're not talking about it. I don't know why. They're real. You should talk about them at least a little bit. All right. You know, when some of my friends that are on the left, I know they listen to the show, they kind of tell me with a wink and a nod that they don't. But I'm sure there's other lefties. They're listening to the show to make sure that I'm telling the truth, because they'll call me out on Facebook later. And by the way, I don't lose any sleep over it. Those of you that are writing there, don't think that I'm walking around the house slamming my head thinking, you know, why didn't you or why did you? So some interesting points to think about. Right? Especially, not even my Democrat friends, but those of you that are standing on the fence about Trump. I mean, I could do this for 2 hours. I got some really good stuff on what Trump has done. But if you're a moderate Democrat, a libertarian, independent, right, those you think of walking away from the Democrat, you know, those that are thinking about walking away from the Democrat Party, I want you to think about the same women who are upset at Trump's naughty words. And just keep your rocks to yourself, because I'm just throwing some thoughts out there. The same women who were upset at Trump's naughty words also bought 80 million copies of Fifty Shades of Grey. Now, if you know what Fifty Shades of Grey are about, you cannot wear anything that says Me Too on it. It's just not going to work. Now, one feminist has defended conservative women when attacked. It seems women's rights only matter if those women are liberal. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. But I'm telling you, you'll see the hypocrisy shine. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I'm having some fun. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a good time. Head over to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live. You know, just be part of the conversation, part of the solution. Now, look, many are worried about votes being stolen, right? So let me just put this out to you. If you really are concerned, and hear me out. You're going to have to reach deep for this one. Because we are in a war here. Whether you believe in, you know, spiritual battles or, you know, regular battle, whatever, we are in a war here. Two totally different lifestyles. Two totally different ways of thinking. One group wants to go 180 degrees against our founding fathers, which put a good, solid system together. The other, they want to go into full-blown socialism that has worked nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. So you better get off your butts. And when I say that, look, if you're already doing it, please don't send me an email unless you're guilty about something. If you're already doing it, then fine. This is not for you. But if you're not, and you're sitting there on a couch, and you're pounding away on a Facebook keyboard or doing whatever, get up and do something. Seriously, in all sincerity, get up and do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm having a little moment to show you how the hypocrisy shines on the left. And maybe some on the right, too. Pay attention. You get a lot of people that are upset. They don't want to vote for Trump. You get a lot of people walking away from the Democrat Party. You know the difference here is the Democrats, they don't acknowledge that. The Republicans, we acknowledge that. We acknowledge why the people were walking away. We weren't reaching them all. We weren't really dealing with them all. So anyway, I'll start where I left off. Remember that the same women who are upset about Trump's naughty, nasty words and the way he looks at women or treats women or talks about certain things, they also bought 80 million copies of Fifty Shades of Grey. Right? Not one feminist has defended a conservative woman when attacked. It seems that women's rights only matter to those who are liberal. Now think about it. No border walls, no voter ID laws. Why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want to keep your kids safe? I'm not saying that everybody coming over the border is somebody's going to hurt you, but they are taking jobs. They take from the system. It's true. It's real. I mean, I'm drumming up some old stuff, and I want you to think about it. Think about the path that they have been on for decades. Chelsea Clinton got out of college, got a job at NBC that paid $900,000 a year. Hello? I mean, come on, work this out. Work this out in your head. Who gets out of college and gets paid that kind of money with absolutely no experience whatsoever? Right? And but everybody else is about white privilege for her. Right? And just like that, it went from being, they went from being against foreign interference in our elections to allowing non-citizens to vote in our elections. A lot of cities, smaller cities along the border and other places, want illegals to be able to vote in local school board, city council, that kind of, those kind of races. Nonpartisan, non-federal races. No. Wrong. You want to be part of the process? Be part of the process. Right? Get your citizenship. Work. You know, people have forgotten. We haven't talked about this for a long time. You can get a legal residence card. You do not have to just simply, you know, skirt the citizenship issue. And a lot of those, they don't want to be American citizens. They want to take advantage of the American system, but they don't want to be citizens. But you'll never hear a Dem talk about that, ever. Right? President Trump's wall has cost less than the Obamacare website. Let that sink in for a minute. The website that kept failing so miserably. And not to scare you to death, but let me try. We are 101, 1, couple of weeks now. Election away from open borders, socialism, gun confiscation, full-term abortion, partial birth abortion. We're fighting against evil. Think back to them sending, they sent more troops and armament to arrest Roger Stone, who could barely move, him and his wife, than they sent to defend Benghazi. Remember that? About 60 years ago, Venezuela was the fourth on the world's economic freedom index. Fourth. Number four. Fourth. Today, they're 179th. The citizens are dying of starvation. They're eating their own animals. They're hijacking trucks on the way in the city. In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by the Democrat Socialist, right? Mr. Hugo promised them all kinds of stuff he couldn't deliver. He knew he couldn't deliver it. And they fell for it. See anything happening here like that? You know, ultimately, when they look at the numbers, Russia donated zip to Donald Trump. Nothing. Absolutely. Remember the guy that they were supposed to have something on? Nothing. But they donated almost $150 million to the Clinton Foundation. But Trump was the one investigated. Let this stuff start to sink in. Think about the corruption at that level. That the Democrats have power, the kind of corruption they have. I'm not saying the Republicans wouldn't do the same thing if they had the same power. That's not what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with issues of fact right now, and that's it. You know, Nancy Pelosi, remember she invited illegal aliens to the State of the Union? So President Trump invited victims of illegal aliens to the State of the Union? Who are they for? Who are they standing up for? Remember President Obama when they allowed the shutdown to happen? He was in a tent near the White House with a bunch of illegals. Yeah, don't you remember? And where were the Republicans? They were ripping down fences at the veterans, war memorial, so the veterans who flew here on planes could get in because they were being turned away. And God bless those congressmen who said, you know, told the park rangers, "We'll arrest us. We're okay with it." You realize that a socialist is nothing more than a communist who doesn't have the power to take everything away from you yet. That was the other thing somebody brought up, which was true. How do you walk 3,000 miles across Mexico? How do you make that long trek up without food or support? You show up at our borders at the times you were overweight. You had a cell phone. Good sneakers. How did that happen? If you were coming from a poor, destitute position, how did that happen? AOC, she's still looking to ban your cars, your planes, give out universal income. She is all for 110% socialism, because she sure works. Can't tell you where or how, but she sure works. And she calls Donald Trump crazy. My favorite, Billy Bob Clinton. You know, he's the guy that just keeps on giving. He paid $850,000 to Paula Jones to get her to go away, to shut her up. Why would he need her to shut up? What did he do to her? Did the FBI raid his lawyer's office? Of course they didn't. Right? Every day I wake up, I'm grateful. I thank God that Hillary Clinton is not the president of these United States. Because she wouldn't be a president, she'd be a dictator. That's the mindset that they have. We owe them. They are the best person for the job. The Dems feel that way. The senator from Hawaii lets you know how smart Democrats were and why they needed to be running everything. And if you don't see it, then you're just being dishonest. The Democrats look at black male conservatives as ignorant, uneducated, not worth their time. They call them all kinds of names. Same thing with black conservative women. Strong black women that are Republicans, they have all kinds of names for. Same thing with the gay lesbian community.